بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is a part of the speech delivered on April 12, 2022 by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with the government officials of the Islamic Republic. Recently, one of these American clones, that is John Bolton, said that they would celebrate Christmas in Iran. Such statements are made, but the gap between reality and what they say is really wide. Therefore, when you see that the Americans explicitly say that the maximum pressure policy against Iran suffered a humiliating defeat, this is a very great and important issue. That arrogant, proud, and overconfident U.S. acknowledges that the maximum pressure policy against Iran suffered a humiliating defeat is a very important issue. Therefore, my dear ones, we must not become arrogant, nor should we become passive or lose our morale. We should become neither proud nor passive. These were two recommendations that I wanted to offer. There are a few professional recommendations that I will discuss as well if it does not take long. One is about the slogan of the year, which was about production with two characteristics, being knowledge-based and being capable of creating employment. They criticized me saying that these two things are not compatible with one another. They are right. In certain cases, this holds true.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
The more advanced technology becomes, the less will be the need for manpower. Some people sent a message asking, will things be like this? My answer is yes. In certain cases, this is what happens. But this does not hold true for us because we have many factories which are either closed or half closed in downstream areas. Therefore, if companies become knowledge-based, these factories and companies will be positively affected as well. In other words, this will help increase job opportunities by several times. This is how it is. Therefore, we can create employment. Besides, new technologies have a natural tendency to expand. That is to say, the more we make progress in technological matters, the more available arenas we will have. So, creating employment will not be harmed, and making production knowledge-based can be worked on along with creating job opportunities.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me.